You are listening to the New Day of Hope broadcast with Helena and Glennis Langley. Enjoy.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. It's always a joy to come before you to share the word of God, and we are so excited that you've tuned in one more time. And our subject for today is God's promises that will anchor you when life feels unsteady. God's promises that will anchor you when life feels unsteady. And the days in which we're living in, it sure do feel unsteady. So many things are going on around us that we feel like we're on shaky ground. But I came to remind you today that the promises of God, they are yea and they are amen. So when we think about promises are fundamental to relationships. We establish trust and confidence in each other when we do what we say. Because there were times where a person's word was their bond. You can count on that person's word. They used to say you can take it to the bank. But today, you can't do that anymore because people are not reliable. But I came with good news to let you know that God's promises are unchangeable. God has given us both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable. Because it is impossible for God to lie. The Bible says that he is not man, so he cannot lie. Whatever he says, that's just what he will do. So we can build our confidence and we can hold to the hope that God's word is true. This hope is a strong and trustworthy anchor for our soul. It leads us through the curtain into God's inner sanctuary. When we look at Psalms 37 and verse 3, it says, keep trusting in the Lord. And that's the only place that we can trust. It's in the Lord and do what's right in his eyes. Fix your heart on the promises of God and you will be secure. Amen. Feasting on his faithfulness. So we notice two things here, that the promise of God are secure. And that he is faithful. The Bible says that men do not always keep their promises. They are slack concerning their promises. Sometimes I may promise to call you, but then things get in the way and I forget to do so. But we can count on the promises of God. They are unchangeable. We can trust God's promises, not only because he says he will keep them, but also because his promises are good. Amen. They bring good things like confidence, hope, and steadiness in any situation. His promises also gives us everything we need to live a godly life and escape the darkness of the world around us. 2 Peter 1:3-4 says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We don't have to do it on our own. He has given us everything. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by humans' desire. So when you and I come to Christ, we acknowledge that we are sinner and we come to him, we are saved. And he says that he gave us everything that we will need to live a godly life. Because we know in this life, we cannot do it on our own. We still have that Adamic nature, which causes us to sin. But thanks be to God, we have an advocate with the Father. We can go to him and cry out to him, and he goes to the Father on our behalf. Amen. When we live by God's promises, we have access to his divine nature and power. He has given us access. He said that we can come boldly to the throne of grace where we can obtain mercy and we can find grace to help in the time of need. And we are living in needy hours, needy times. And we need Jesus now more than ever. Amen. So if you are currently facing something that makes you afraid, or there's uncertainty in your life, or a situation that seems out of control, it is making you doubt God's presence, then let these scriptures build your confidence in God's willingness and ability to anchor you as you go through them. Always rely on the Word of God to give you strength, to give you comfort. So whatever you're going through, claim God's promises. We look at God's promises to help in times of trouble. He said, in this world, you will have trouble. In Job, it says, a man born of a woman is full of trouble and a few days. So in Psalms 46, 1 and 2, it says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change and the mountains be shaken and slip into the heart of the sea. We will not be moved. Why? Because our refuge is Jesus. He is our tower. You can run to him in the day of trouble. He said, call upon me and I will answer. That's an assurance that you have been given. You have a command from God to call. He will answer. You may call me, I may not answer. But when you call on Jesus, he will answer your call. His ears are not heavy that he cannot hear you. His lines are open 24/7. So the psalmist in this passage inspires us to believe that God is our refuge even in the darkest hour. We all experience storms. It doesn't mean that we go through hurricane, tornado, and these type of storms. We go through health storms, financial difficulties, relationship turmoil, unemployment. All these are considered storms. But thanks be to God, when we go through this thing, we know that we can call upon him because he will help us in the time of trouble. Trusting God and building your lives on what he says will equip you to stand strong in any hardship or difficulty. Because his words are unchanging, we have a stable foundation to rely on when our lives feel unstable. He is our firm foundation. One songwriter says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. He said, all other ground is sinking sand, but we are standing on the rock of ages. And he is that firm foundation where you do not have to worry about it being shaky or it will crumble. No, his foundation will stand forever. Amen. God promises to quiet our storms of self-criticism. Look what 1 John 3:18 to 20 in the Message Bible says. My dear children, let's not just talk about love. Let's practice real love. And we know that love is an action word. This is the only way we'll know we are living truly, living in God's reality. It is also the way to shut down debilitating criticism, even when there's something to it. For God is greater than our worried hearts and knows more about us than we do ourselves. Jesus knows all about my struggles. He knows everything I'm going through. But guess what? It doesn't matter who may criticize me or may talk about me. Jesus said he will quiet my storm. So I don't have to worry. I don't need to have sleepless night thinking about what people may say. No. Negative thinking, I don't have to worry about it. It makes me feel unsteady on the inside. But guess what? I don't have to worry about my worst critic. I have an anchor in Jesus. Sometimes you may think about what people say about you, but as you mature in Christ, you don't have to worry about what they say, because you live not unto man, but you live unto God. Believing God knows us better than we know ourselves means believing He can see beyond our perceived shortcomings. Yes, we do have shortcomings. He has a purpose for us and knows that we have something unique to offer others. Loving people and seeing an impact in their life is the way that God can build our confidence and shut down our self-criticism, because sometimes we ourselves think small about ourselves. We put ourselves down, but we don't have to do that, because the Word of God says that you are fearfully and you're wonderfully made. There is no condemnation in Christ Jesus. So forget about the past. Forget about what people will say about you. You have been redeemed. You have been bought with a price. So you no longer have to live and think about what people say. Do not live in the past. Do not dwell there. Just keep on serving the Lord, because He will quiet all the naysayers. You don't have to worry about them. He will quiet them. God promises He won't leave us alone. Amen. Sometimes we may feel alone. Our loved one may leave, but we have Jesus. He said, I will never leave you, nor will I ever forsake you. Hebrews 13:5-6 said, don't be obsessed with money, but live content with what you have. Do not be envious about what someone else has, because you don't know how they come by it. Well, you always have God's presence, for He has promised, I will never leave you, never, never leave you alone, and I will not lose my grip on your life. Amen. So we can say with great confidence, I know the Lord is for me, and I will never be afraid of what people may do to me. You don't have to worry about what people may do to you. Why? Because the Lord is with you. He is there with you 24/7. So why am I worrying? Why do I fret when I know that Jesus is with me? One of the most inspiring aspects of our relationship with God is that we have access to Him at any time. He is always with us. We don't have to worry about living a life where we have to fend for ourselves. No, we don't have to do that, because He is with us. Amen. God promises to calm all our fears, for the Lord your God is living among you. He is a mighty Savior. He will take delight in you with gladness. With His love, He will calm all your fears. He will rejoice over you with joyful songs. And that's Zephaniah 3:17. And it's the New Living Translation. You see, fear can be all-consuming, but you don't have to worry about fear, because He will calm all your fears. Sometimes we get fearful at night. You might be afraid of the dark. You might be afraid of rats. You might be afraid of the roaches and everything else. But guess what? You don't have to be afraid of anything. We think about fear of rejection. What if people don't like me? So what if they don't like you? They didn't like Jesus either. That's why they crucified Him. Fear of failing. What if I can't do it? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Fear of inadequacy. What if I'm not enough? You are more than enough. Fear of the future. What if it doesn't work out for me? All these fears you need to put to rest, because you have an assurance that God will remove your fear. He said He has not given us that spirit of fear. He has given us a spirit of love. And nothing can ever separate us from the love of God. Neither death nor life. Neither angels nor demons. Neither worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from the love of God. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. The only person that can separate you from God is you. There's nothing whatsoever that can separate us from God's love. He loved us so much that He went to Calvary. He died for you. Why? Because of His love. And we need to focus more on Him, because He has given us that confidence that we will be completely free from guilt or shame. We don't have to worry that God will turn His back on us. No, He will correct and train us like a loving parent, but He won't abandon us or give up on us when we fall short. No, He will never, ever give up on us. Why? Because of His great love towards us. My friends, God promises to care for us affectionately and watchfully. 1 Peter 5:7 says, cast all your cares upon Him. Why? Because He cares for you. He cares about all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concern. He cares for you, and He's watching over you. You can rely on Him to take care of you. He said He will supply all your needs. Has He failed you as yet? No, He will take care of you. He said that the birds of the field do not have to worry. So why are you worrying? Lord said He cares for us affectionately. If you're affectionate, you show your love or fondness for another person in the way that you behave toward them. So when you're affectionate towards someone, you let them know. And He said He cares about you watchfully. He's watching over you and I. Someone who is watchful notices everything that is going on or what is taking place. And that's my God. He's constantly watching over me because He never slumber nor sleep. He's always looking out for our best interests. So what conclusion can we draw from this? God is fond of us and wants to show it. He's not annoyed by us or begrudgingly listen to us. He's paying attention to our lives, and He's looking for ways to love and bless us. That's God. That's my God. He's trying to show us, but sometimes we are not listening. We are too busy with the cares of this world. But I want to encourage you today. Make time out for Jesus. Don't get caught up in all this busyness, in all this uncertainty. No, take time out for Him. Why? Because when the cares of this world comes on you, it makes life seem unsteady. But I want to let you know that with God, all things are possible. Life may seem unsteady, but with Him, it is steadfast. He said, be steadfast, unmovable, always abound in the work of the Lord. Why? Because your labor is not in vain. So hold on to God's unchanging hand. You have an anchor that will keep your soul. Think about a boat that has an anchor. Even the wind comes, the wind may blow it, it may go back and forth, but that anchor is keeping it steady in the water. Our God is our anchor. So rely on Him, and He will take care of you. He loves you. He is unchangeable. His promises, they are yea and they are amen. Whatever He says, that's exactly what He will do. He can be counted on to keep His promise. Can you? Amen. God bless you. We trust you were blessed by today's word. And if you have never trusted Jesus as your Savior, we do encourage you to do so before it is too late, because tomorrow is not promised to anyone. All you have to do is acknowledge that you are a sinner and you are in need of a Savior. Believe that Jesus died and that He rose again. Confess Him with your mouth, and the Bible says that you will be saved. You can become a child of God right at this very moment. Let us pray. Father God, we want to thank You for Your goodness. Thank You for Your grace. Thank You for Your mercy. We pray, God, for that one who have never trusted You, that they will cry out right now, God, and they will give their heart to You, and that they will realize that they need You more than ever, because we are living in the last days. And only You can satisfy our deepest longing. Only You can give us peace of mind. So have Your way, we pray, in Jesus' name. For those of us who have trusted You, we will be drawn closer to You. We thank you and we bless you. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And if you were blessed by today's word, we would love to hear from you. You can reach out to us. That's newdayofhopepodcast@gmail.com. Once again, that's newdayofhopepodcast@gmail.com. Have a great week, and we'll see you again next week.